Well, I'll go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Tonight, I'm going to talk about for a few moments on what the Word of God is to the Christian. What the Word of God is to us. It's easy for us to call ourselves Christians. In fact, a lot of people will claim the name of Christ. A lot of people will call themselves Christian. A lot of people will act Christian and dress Christian and go to Christian places. We'll go to church. But there should be something that separates a true Bible believer from anybody else. And that should be what the Word of God is to that individual. Matthew chapter 14 has one of my favorite stories in the New Testament. We should all have lots of favorite stories in the Bible. But this one has one of my favorite stories. In Matthew chapter 14, we see the feeding of one of the multitudes. But verse number 22, after that people had eaten and were sent away, in verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your house. We ask that you bless this reading of your word tonight. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. This passage of scripture is such a picture of the word of God and its effect in the life of a believer. It's an awesome picture of that because we see with Peter and the disciples on the ship, we are presented with a picture of the Christians being in a storm. And in the midst of this storm, one of these Christians, Peter, he looks at the Lord, perceiving who he is, the reality of him in his own life. And he said, If it be thee, bid me, ask me to come unto thee. And here we have Christ says, Come. And Peter gets out of the boat and he proceeds to walk on top of the water toward Christ. This is one of my favorite stories. As a child, just the thought of someone walking on the water was amazing in itself. But then the more I thought about it, the more I realized this has got nothing to do with the water. This has got nothing to do with really anything that I could imagine in my mind, but this has everything to do with the Word of God and obedience to the Word of God. Jesus said, Come. Peter was just obeying. Peter was just following the instruction that he had from the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. He is the Word of God. He spoke, and his words were to be obeyed. In this passage of Scripture, I do think there's a few things that are very pertinent to us in this thought of what does the Word of God mean to you? Well, I would say as a Christian, the Word of God has everything to do for the life of a Christian. It has everything to do. The Bible gives us so much, but sometimes we kind of miss What does it mean to me? Well, first off, the Word of God is my counsel. It is my counsel. The Word of God gives me instruction. It gives me instruction here in Peter, the simple illustration we can see in Peter's life. God offered counsel. The Word of God was spoken forth. There was instruction given, and Peter was in the position where he would obey or he would not obey. Here we see Peter obeyed. He stepped out of the boat. He followed the instruction that God gave you. And I can tell you, anytime we are in a position in our life where we are in a comfort zone, and I guarantee you, in a ship, in the midst of a storm, you would definitely think of that as a comfort zone. None of us like to get out of our comfort zone, especially in this life when everything is working well for us. Our job might be good. The income might be not as good as we want it to be, but it's still coming. And there's all of the things that could be there. Yet the Lord sometimes impresses upon our heart that, hey, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do this for me. And oftentimes through the reading of the Word of God, we find things in our life that the Lord says, maybe I want you to change this. We find things in our life or things that maybe He wants us to accomplish, like being more of a witness for Him, or maybe stepping out in faith and involving ourselves in maybe some ministry that He's been dealing with us about. Those are not our comfort zone. And while we are in our comfort zone, everything about us may seem like a storm. And all we have in our emotions, in our mind, in how we think is, God's asking me to step out of my comfort zone into this storm. Nevertheless, at thy word, are we willing to step out of our comfort zone at the word, at the counsel of God's word? The Word of God is our counsel. What is the Bible to me? Well, the Bible is, first off, it is my counsel. When it gives instruction, because it is my counsel, it's my guide and my stay. It has all things that pertain to life and godliness. It is the wisdom of God that has been given to me. It has the answers for all of life's questions, even those that I have not yet thought of yet. It has the answers, and I believe this. I believe that God has put instruction in His Word because He knew that one day I would have this question in my life, and He's going to ask this question, so I'm going to provide that answer for him. That's who God is. In His infinite wisdom and knowledge, He has given us a fountain of wisdom that is our counsel. Why, I ask then, do we seek counsel from so many other sources? I guarantee you, if another ship came along, and somebody in that boat said, hey, Peter, I know Jesus asked you to come to Him, but why don't you come over to me? I don't think that will work so good. But that's sometimes what we do. We have the instruction and the counsel from the Word of God to follow Him in obedience, yet we choose another. We choose another counselor. We choose something other than the instruction given from the Word of God. And in that, I've never found that stuff to work out very well. In fact, I usually have a nice I told you so moment with the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is my counsel. Here we see that it's a great picture. The Lord offered counsel to Peter, and Peter followed that counsel. The Word of God is our counsel. The Word of God is also, it's our confidence. It's our confidence. There's something amazing about being in a storm. I might not like the storm, but if you're ever in a part of the country where the rain likes to go sideways, there's something about that. It's just like, wow, I am so glad I'm not out there in that rain. It's nice to have a storm shelter for when those certain sirens go on. It's nice to have a place where you have confidence in your safety. It's nice to have a place where you know no matter how bad the storms of life get, there is something established, something absolutely safe, that no matter what goes on out there, there is safety. And that is what the Word of God is to us. The Word of God is our confidence. We can be confident in its truth. We can be confident in its absolute, unchanging, absolutely unchanging, the fact that it is established and it's not going to change. Nobody can change it. It won't be destroyed. It won't be removed. It won't be lost. God has preserved it. This world can't undo it. This world can't change it. This world can't eliminate it. This world can't blot it out and make it non-existent. God's word's established. But when God, through his word, gives us instruction, this is the confidence that we have in it. It's right. It's good. And if we follow it, no problem. Peter had confidence in this thing. The Lord said, come. The word of the Lord was spoken. And as he obeyed that counsel, and he proceeded to step out on this water, he had confidence that he would not perish. As a Christian, when the Lord impresses upon us to do something for him because he's calling us to draw closer to him, or to stretch our faith, or to do something that the Lord desires that we accomplish for his will and for his glory, and we are looking like, how in the world am I going to do that? If it is he that is the one that is doing the leading, we have this confidence. He will provide. He is there. We see this picture. Peter's walking on the water. Literally walking on the water. Why? Well, he's obeying God. And in his obedience, he knows God's in control. God's got him. All he's doing is obeying. It's a good thought here for us. What I'm doing right now, like any point of my day, am I in that position where I can have that attitude? I'm obeying God. Everything's okay. For a Christian, that's an important place to be. Sometimes we'll ask ourselves that question. Am I obeying God? Is everything okay because I'm following God? Am I confident in God's provision for my life because I'm right where he wants me to be? Sometimes we're like, ooh, I think I better readjust my course. I can't be confident in my own disobedience, because I can tell you for a fact, when things aren't quite right between me and God, well, it's kind of the opposite of comfort. But if I am obeying, and I've taken my life and I've laid it on the word of God and said, this is the direction God's leading, I'm trusting his word, I'm obeying him, I have confidence, I'm going to see something good. My life is secure. There's no problems. And even the storms of life that I'm in the midst of, because remember here, there is a storm going on. And in the midst of this storm that is raging, Peter is on the water feeling safer than he was when he was in the boat. For that moment. Because the word of God is our confidence. It's more confident. It gives us more confidence than our possessions. Than our wealth or lack thereof. The word of God is our confidence. It's our counsel. It's our confidence. But it's also our comfort. The word of God is our comfort. This is seen in two ways in this story. One, we can see it in this aspect. When Peter had his eyes on God, he was looking toward him. His focus was on God, and he was taking steps toward God based on the instruction that he received from God. He said, come unto me, and he is walking to God. He's coming to Christ because Christ said, come. The word gave that instruction, and he was following the God's instruction with confidence. But then when he got his eyes off the Lord, onto the storm, I believe most of us can have that impression in our minds right now. When we're focusing on God, everything might seem pretty okay, but it's so easy to get distracted with the storms of life, especially today. It's crazy out there. But Peter got his eyes off the Lord, and he got his eyes off God, He no longer had that confidence in God because, as the Bible says, he started to sink. Now, I don't know about you, but when I sink, it's like I'm done, I'm sunk. But I get this impression with Peter is he felt himself just slipping into the waters, making it seem so vivid and so real that when you get your eyes off God, you just start slipping. When we get our eyes off the Lord, maybe because all of this stuff in politics alarms us. Maybe because all of this stuff in our culture just makes us feel like, why in the world are they doing that? Maybe just because of the way the world is nowadays with its immorality and its iniquity, and it's just, it's like they're, it's almost like they're desperately wicked or something. It's stormy. And we get our eyes off of God, and we turn our focus on this world, and we start slipping from that closeness that we get out of obedience to God. When we get to that point, we are without a comfort. Peter had a comfort in obedience. He had a comfort in the confidence. But there's another aspect to this that we can see, and I think it's pretty good. In verse 30 it says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid." Like, he was already walking on this water. I mean, I would do the same thing, but I just can't imagine this. He's walking on the water. It's a stormy night. The wind is howling and the waves are, there's waves. He's walking on the water, but when he sees the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" He's reminding him, "Peter, I said, come unto me. I'm the one that told you to step out of the boat. You got distracted by all that stuff going on and you started to sink. And I'm asking you the question, why did you doubt?" Because if we place our faith in what God's word says, there need be no doubt in our heart. That's easy to say, isn't it? But then we're all there like Peter sometimes. We heard him say. We saw what the scripture said. We were instructed by the counsel of the word of God. And we understand the confidence that we can have. But there's times in our life when, because the wind's howling, we take our focus off the Lord. And that doubt creeps in. But I'm glad it doesn't stop there in this story. There's more to it. There's more to it. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Boy, that's a pretty simple verse, isn't it? They were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. It's our counsel. It's our confidence. It's our comfort. But also, when we've slipped, is that word of God comes back into our life. When we step back into that boat, and when his presence is with us, he is our consolation. The wind ceased. I wish I could see that. I wish I could see that ship on that sea. I wish I could see how dark the clouds were. I wish I could have seen how wild it was shaking back and forth. But what I really wish to see is like what happened when all of a sudden, and the clouds started disappearing, and that sun started shining back through again. I wish I could have seen that. But we get to feel that in our lives, don't we? When we get in that position in our life, when we realize, hey, maybe I'm focusing on this world too much, and maybe my mind is just so clouded with the affairs of this life and the things that are going on and things that I can't control, but God can. And when we say, Well, this is another aspect of this story that I like. I don't think Peter climbed back in that boat. I think Jesus put him back in. And when Christ was in the boat, when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. The Word of God, it's our counsel. It gives us the instruction of life. It has all things. It teaches us and tells us why we're here. And how to communicate with God. And just how to have fellowship with God. And it gives us the wisdom from God and the knowledge of God. And it gives us all of that stuff that we might have confidence in what God is doing. That should give us as Christians a lot of comfort and a lot of consolation, because he's just backing up a little bit. He, the Lord, as far as you and me are concerned, he's just asking us to obey him. He's not asking us to walk across the water. And he wasn't asking Peter to walk across the water. He wasn't. He was asking Peter, hey, come here. Sometimes the Lord's just asking us, come on. When the Savior is asking us to take a couple steps closer to him, are we taking those steps? Just a little bit more. Come on. Are we taking those steps? It's so easy for us to... I mean, not now. I mean, there's too much stuff going on. I'm already close to you, God. I don't know why you're asking me to do that. I mean, here's a good one. Let me pray about it. Well, this, yeah. If the Lord's ever leading us to do more for him, and he's leading us, and one of the ways that I can usually tell if the Lord is leading me to do something is if he's already put it on my heart, and then my pastor comes and asks me to do the same thing that he already put on my heart, the stupidest thing to do is say, hey, let me pray about that, will you? It works for a good illustration, but once I did it, I thought, that was the dumbest thing to say. Sometimes the Lord just wants us to obey him. After all, it is our counsel. He is our counsel. What is the Word of God to you? If the Word of God is not your counsel, examine what is. We are a people that we receive counsel. We will either receive counsel from the Word of God, or we'll receive counsel from another source. I know far too many people, I've talked to them to no end of aggravation, and they receive most of their counsel from Google Doctrines. It is frustrating. Almost as bad as YouTube theology. So much of it out there, and yet they focus on it, and they get their counsel from it. If you are not getting your counsel from the Word of God, where are you getting it from? If you do not have confidence in the Word of God, what do you have confidence in? We have confidence in something. We are designed by nature to lean on something. People say, you know, you Christians, you just need a crutch to lean on. I'm like, no, I don't. I need two. Maybe a wheelchair. I don't need to depend on my life for anything. It's without him, it's vain. You're half right. Okay, yeah. I need a crutch, you're half right. I need to have confidence in something, and if I don't put my confidence in the Word of God, that confidence is going in something. Where's your confidence? We are people, we need to be comforted. Where are you comforted? This is a big one. You're either going to be comforted by the Word of God, or you will be comforted by something. And that comfort will be a testament of what your life is. Many people have thrown their lives away because of what they sought for comfort. That's why we have our Hope Ministry, because some people sought some other thing for comfort, that which destroys lives. But Christians, I say this, we can be just as guilty as turning to something other than God for comfort when He is sufficient. Or as the book of Hebrews makes it really evident, He is better. He is more better. He's better. He's our comfort. He's our consolation. Are we consoled by something other than Christ? Other than His Word? As a Christian, He and His Word should be all that I seek after. Sports doesn't work. The entertainment of this world? No. The affairs of this life? No. The lust of the flesh? No. My own pride and ambition of what I want to be? No. That definitely. But that's often our biggest trap. Because we think this will work. But put yourself on that little ship. With all the storms. And Jesus Christ. And His Word. And as a Christian, that's all we'll need any day of our life. The words of the Master, the counsel of the Master, the confidence we have in Him, and the comfort we have in Him. What's the Word of God mean to you? Let's bow our heads and